This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with the interim Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their National Day tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre will provide full funding required to upgrade industrial training institutes, ITIs, in the states into AI-driven training centres. Addressing the annual symposium of the Indian Foundation for Quality Management in New Delhi, she said that ITIs are being upgraded to meet the changing need of industry. The minister stated that over the past 2 to 3 annual budgets, the government has made provisions to support the skilling of manpower. She said the government is also ensuring that the youth are trained with certain incentives. The minister urged the industry to partner with the government in skilling youth of the country. The Election Commission today said the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the deletion of votes are incorrect and baseless. The Commission said no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public as misconceived by Mr. Gandhi. Earlier, Rahul Gandhi had claimed that at least 6,000 votes had been deleted in the Aland Assembly constituency. Addressing a press conference at the party's headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Gandhi also alleged that names were deleted from voter rolls through software manipulation. The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Purnayak, at Rajavan, Itanagar today. They discussed security, frontier, highway and developmental projects in the state. The governor underscored the importance of a collaborative and people-centric approach in implementing the Vibrant Village program, highlighting that its success depends on the joint efforts of the government, local communities and security forces. The Chief of Army Staff discussed the issue of land acquisition with the governor, emphasizing the need to expedite the process so that essential defense infrastructure projects could move forward without delay. He also discussed the importance of establishing Jila Sainik Boards in the state, which would serve as vital support systems for ex-servicemen and their families. The Bihar government today announced an allowance of 1,000 rupees for up to 2 years for unemployed male and female graduates. Under the scheme, which is known as Mukhyamantri Nischay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, the unemployed male and female graduates from arts, science and commerce streams will be benefited. Under this expansion, graduate youths in the 20 to 25 age group who are not enrolled in further studies and are actively seeking jobs or unemployment will be eligible. Information Broadcasting Minister Aswani Vaishnav have said that significant reforms have been done in Income Tax Act and Goods and Services Tax. Addressing the PAFI Annual Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the way GST has been structured, it will make everyday household items and agricultural products more affordable. On the issue of safety of railway passengers, Mr. Vaishnav said that the Indian Railway spends more than 1,30,000 crore every year on safety-related projects. He said due to consistent efforts of the government, the number of accidents has come down from 170 per year in 2013-14 to 31 last year. India has called for global action to make sure that UN-listed terrorist groups like Pakistan-based Laskar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with their supporters, are not allowed to use Afghan land for terrorism. In a United Nations Security Council briefing on Afghanistan yesterday, India's permanent ambassador to the UN, Parvathaneni Haris, called for coordinated global action to prevent terrorist exploitation of Afghanistan. He said that India is closely monitoring the security situation. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.